when she's not here. I like making fun of her to her face. I want to see the hurt on her face. When
we got a
whoop, 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 bam.
Yep.
We got a, was it a text or a tweet? Somebody saying that their daughters are now running around the house going, whoop, whoop, bam, whoop, bam.
It is the height of praise, but also it's something that embarrasses me greatly when people say that, like, their kids quote the intro to the show where they say,
yeah,
whoop, bam,
now or something like that. I'm like, I've affected your children.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry. I wish I could take that back. All right. We are doing our Friday list this week. The list is best song with a number in the title. Let me tell you what we have so far, because we have 12. We have Seven Nation Army, 99 Problems, 1 Week, The Magnificent Seven, 96 Tears, 25 or 6-4, It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, 99 Luftballoons, 19th Nervous Breakdown, Smoke Two Joints, and Route 66 by Chuck Berry. And this next one, trying to go with one that I think definitely should be on the list versus one that I just really want to be on the list.
Okay.
I'll get another pick at it anyway.
Oh, good one. I forgot about this song.
Love this song. By Alice Cooper. It was, I think, his first big hit.
At least one of his first big hits, anyways. Yeah, great song.
Great song. I love that song. It's one of the first songs that I ever heard. The first song I ever heard by him was Feed My Frankenstein.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, because it was in Wayne's World. I'd never heard or seen Alice Cooper. And then I'm 18 was the first song on like an Alice Cooper record that my parents had. And I was like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah, I grew up, my stepfather was a big fan of Alice Cooper. So I grew up listening to the good old school Alice Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the 80s came, in the 80s, I feel like a lot of, especially the old rockers went, I don't really know what to do right now.
So I'm just it's like they did their, they started doing their version of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like yeah, because that's what Alice Cooper did. He already was wearing the makeup. Everybody was ripping him off. And then it's like this weird cyclical thing. Everybody was ripping off either Alice Cooper or Kiss or Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's it.
And then those bands then went, oh, well, we'll just double down on the thing and just sound like everybody else.
Well, but even Ozzy was like, I got a wet pink. What's that? Why? Yeah, it was just awful.
All right, that's on the list at number 13. Rod, we're back to you with number 14.
All right, this one is for my father, though he would probably never condescend to listen to this show. But I grew up again. This is one I grew up hearing, and I had to put it on the list.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Now, my father was a street racer back in the day. And he had a love affair for the 409 cubic inch motor to the point that he took a different motor and tried to make it a 409 by boring it out and doing all this stuff. Yeah. Always love that song. And yeah, that was one of his favorites.
You forget how many great songs the Beach Boys have, too. Oh,
so good. Yeah, if you don't know, go buy you some, even a
just
cheesy
greatest hits
Beach Boys song and put it in and you'll be like, I know all these songs.
Yeah. I just thought that the Beach Boys were like that. You just think that's a bunch of different bands because not one band could have that many hits.
Yeah.
But nope, they did. All right, this one's from the text line at 2290. Again, every 100th text that we get goes on the list, and this was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Number 49 by the James Gang goes on the list at number 15. And the next one is my pick.
Ooh, we're already up to 16?
Yeah. I think we'll go to the end of this segment. So we'll do this for 5 more minutes and then vote.
Well, if we go to 20, you know what? Go ahead. Okay. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right, the next one. Is let me see, it's on my list. I'm trying to find it. Oh hell, I'll just go with the original.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
This is the original version by Harry Nilsson.
No,
the Three Dog Nights, much cooler version.
This one's more melancholy. I just couldn't find the Three Dog Night version.
Yes,
but I do actually love Harry Nilsson. He's just known for the Lime and the Coconut. Mostly, but he wrote some great songs, that being one of them. And the Beatles actually are the reason that anybody even knows who Harry Nilsson is, because he had one album out and apparently they loved it. And they said if they were in America, Harry Nilsson would be the fifth member of the Beatles. They would have recruited him to be the fifth member of the Beatles. And John Lennon hung out with Harry Nilsson all the time.
I did not know
after
that.
The Beatles when he was solo. Yeah. So one by Harry Nilsson goes on the list. Let's see. We're at Rod, number 17.
We're getting close to the end. Yeah. Okay, I got to put this one on the list because I just want to.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, get your woman on the floor. Gotta get up to get down. Gotta get up to get down. One, two, three, four, get your woman on the floor. Gotta get up to get down. Gotta get up to get down.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here. Studio with the flow back in your ear. This ain't a fantastic voice, but I'm still on the mission to see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some information, just a little additive to your education. I
live my life. How can you not love Coolio 1, 2, 3, 4?
All right.
Okay. So that's
1, 2, 3, 4. Something new.
17
by Coolio.
All right.
Then I have
a few we got to get on here.
All right. Do you want to take a break and confer? Delegate.
I suppose we could do that. Take a quick.
We could
break.
Do it on the fly.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's go with it. What do you got next?
Okay. Well, I figure this one. We have to have at least one song by the Beatles on here.
Yeah. Now my Beatles one was this.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to go with yours.
You want to do 64?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually do like this song. Because 8 days a week is like a cool song, but it's such a cheesy lyric. Whereas this song is just genuinely sweet. And he wrote it for his dad on his 64th birthday. Or I can't remember, they released it on his 64th birthday,
yeah.
Something like that. It was, Paul had this song written since he was 15 because he's a freaking genius.
Yeah. Don't you kind of hate him a little?
Yeah. No, they had this song in Hamburg. Like, there's some recording of them when their amps would overheat in Hamburg when they would be playing 8 hours a night, just strung out of their minds on meth. Then when their amps would overheat and they couldn't play anymore, they'd all gather around Paul on the piano and they'd all sing When I'm 64.
Really?
So they had it as far back as that.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, that's 18 on the list.
Okay.
Man.
I know if we don't put this one on the list, there'll be a riot.
Okay.
So I'm going to get this one on there.
All right, sure.
Boom.
Boom. All right, we're never going to get to the lyrics. It's one.
Well, obviously.
By Metallica. Which it seems like it's kind of a divisive song. I personally love that song, but I know you're a big Metallica fan, but you don't like that song.
I'm a huge Metallica fan. I'm not a big fan of that song. I like Injustice for All as an album.
Yeah.
I really do, but I guess it's just that overplayed thing.
Okay, yeah.
And you know, I'd rather listen to Harvester of Sorrow or something.
All right.
So there's that.
And I think we need to have this one on there just because Bohemian Rhapsody was released today. The movie.
Ooh.
And that's 20.
I'm impressed because I wouldn't have the nerve to make a list like this and not have this song on it.
Okay, that goes
on. But no. You got the last one.
No, come on. No.
No, another one.
Play the damn
dust.
Song.
That's,
gonna be all right. And you don't worry.
All right, but that is...
That's the last
one. That's 21.
So we're going to go with 21.
We're going to go with 21.
Gonna be all right.
So another one. Another One Bites and Three Little Birds.
Yep. You know who the Three Little Birds were? His backup singers.
Aw.
Isn't that sweet? All right. So that is 21. We're going to need somebody to call in right now, 576-7798, and help us vote on this because we'll need a tiebreaker. So call in right now, 576-7798. And we will vote on which one of these songs with a number in the title is the best. That's coming up in 5 minutes again. 576-7798. Call in and help us vote.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Damn it!
Why did you just give me that strange Kermit the Frog look?
Because you played a song and I just realized it needs to be on the list.
Dude, first of all, you can't get everything in a list like this.
No, that's something we've learned.
Yeah.
Is we would spend all night and then Monday
right.
getting every pick on there just to make everybody happy.
And that's not going to happen.
So part of the list is the frustration
that's right.
that your pick doesn't get on it.
Welcome to your favorite weekly source of frustration, the Friday list.
All right. Let's get the voting going. But before we do that, let's get our tiebreaker on. Hey, Rob. Oh, hold on a second. Rob.
Yes, sir.
There you are. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Where are you at, Rob?
I'm sitting in a parking lot, so I'm not driving.
Okay.
In Olathe.
In Olathe. All right. Great, great. Let's get the vote going.
All right.
First round is 1-2-3-4 by Coolio versus 19th Nervous Breakdown by The Stones. Rod.
19th Nervous Breakdown.
19th Nervous Breakdown moves on. 25 or 6-4 versus 409. by the Beach Boys. What do you say, Rob?
It's my daughter's favorite song. I got to go with 409.
409. Well, I don't have a daughter. So I'm going to go with 25 or 64. Rod?
I'm going 409.
409 moves Woo. On. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover versus 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterions.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 96 Tears because he was literally talking about 96 Tears. You can be crying 96 Tears, not 97. That'd be too far. But 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover is such a misnomer. It's only five, damn it.
I'm going to go 96 Tears just because I love the name Question Mark and the Mysterions.
All right, so 96 Tears moves on. 99 Luftballoon by Nina versus Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. That is the first real tough one we've had, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Rod? Rod.
I don't know how I could possibly vote against Queen.
Yeah. Rob, what do you say?
Oh, God, it's tough, but yeah, let's go with Queen.
Another One Bites the Dust moves on. 99 Problems by Hugo versus Funk Number 49 by the James Gang. I'm going Funk Number 49.
Man, that guitar riff is so cool in that song.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure Aerosmith ripped that off, didn't they, for...
Everything?
Okay, yep. It Takes Two by DJ Bass and...
DJ Rob Bass.
DJ Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock versus I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. Rob, what do you say?
Oh, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah, Rod, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper moves on. One by Metallica versus One Is the Loneliest Number by either Three Dog Night or Harry Nilsson, whichever. Who cares?
I'm going to go with Metallica.
I'm going to go with Harry Nilsson.
And I go with Harry Nilsson.
That's right. Rob's on my side.
Metallica's out.
Yep. 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies versus Route 66 by Chuck Berry. Rod, are you even?
Yeah, I'm going to go Route 66.
Route 66, all right. Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes versus Smoke Two Joints. I can't wait to hear what Rob... Oh, Rob's going to vote on this.
Oh, if it's up to me, Smoke Two Joints, please.
All right! Rod?
Yeah, Smoke Two Joints.
Smoke Two Joints. All right, Seven Nation Army's off.
Oh, that was the song. I thought we were just asking what we wanted to
no,
do.
No, we were not. Oh, we're not geez. Making a request. This is not a drive-thru in Colorado. So, Rod?
Yeah. I'm still sticking with the Smoking Two Joints. Before I smoke two joints, and right. then I smoke two more.
This next one is three, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The Magnificent Seven.
Right.
By
The Clash
versus Three Little Birds by Bob Marley versus When I'm 64 by The Beatles. God. Now, hold on. With this one, you're picking which one to get rid of.
Then, in that case, as much as I hate to say it, I'm going to say The Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven.
Has to go because When I'm 64 and Three Little Birds are two amazing songs.
All right, here we go into the second round. 19th Nervous Breakdown versus 409 by the Beach Boys. Rob, what's your pick?
Oh, I'm going to have to vote against my daughter and go with 19th Nervous Breakdown.
That is a great song. 96 Tears, and it moves on. 96 Tears versus Another One Bites the Dust.
I'm going to say 96 Tears.
You! What is wrong with you?
I love that song.
All right, Rob.
Sorry, Jonathan. I'm with Rod, 96 Tears.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's an upset.
My heart hurts.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It's like Freddie died all over again. Funk Number 49 by the James Gang versus I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. I'm going with 18. What do you say, Rob?
Me?
Yeah.
Funk 49,
Rod.
Oh, love that song.
Oh, man. I gotta go with Funk Number 49.
Funk Number 49 moves on.
Yeah.
One is The Loneliest Number by Harry Nilsson or Three Dog Night, whichever one, versus Route 66 by Chuck Berry. I'm saying I'm gonna go with One is The Loneliest Number. Rod?
Yeah, I gotta agree on that one.
All right, that moves on.
Route 66 is out.
Smoke Two Joints versus Three Little Birds. Bob Marley versus Sublime in a battle of the dead people who love pot.
Three Little Birds.
Three Little Birds. Not even close, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So now we get 19th Nervous Breakdown versus 96 Tears.
96 Tears.
I'm going to go 19th Nervous Breakdown. What do you say, Rob?
96 Tears.
96 Tears?
Yeah.
Why is this going so far?
Awesome, because it's funk, a great song.
I love that song.
Funk, I do too, but not as much as 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, you're all wrong.
We try.
And anybody listening, if you agree with these two, you're wrong too. Funk 49 versus 1 is the loneliest number.
Funk 49.
Yeah.
Funk 49 moves on. Three Little Birds versus When I'm 64.
Oh, that's tough. I got to say Three Little Birds.
What do you say, Rob?
When I'm 64.
Ooh, you monster.
Yeah, it leaves it up to you.
That's right.
You know what? Against my Beatlemaniac heart, I'm going to go with Three Little Birds.
Ah.
So,
understandable.
We got 96 Tears versus Funk number 49.
96 Tears.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Funk 49. What do you say, Rob?
I love Joe Walsh. I saw him in 74. Let's go Funk number 49.
Funk number 49 goes into the final against Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. And since you share a name, Robert, I'll let you vote first. Funk 49 or Three Little Birds for best song with a number in the title.
Three Little Birds.
Rod?
I got to agree with that.
Yeah.
That is the winner. Rob, thank you so much for calling in and helping us vote.
It was my pleasure, guys. I appreciate it. That was fun.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. I mean, it's one of those where I'm pissed off that my favorite picks got knocked off so early. But at the same time, who can dispute this result?
This I tell you, man, and I was telling... Because, you know, our buddy Dapper Dan is a huge fan.
Yeah.
Of
Dan Weinbaum, yes.
Of the Bob Marley. I was telling him, there was a bunch of kids in my house one day. All the kids from the neighborhood were over playing with my son. So you had a bunch of kids from the age of like 8 to 11. And there was like 6 kids in the house. Like 3 white kids, 3 black kids, all playing, having a grand old time. And you know me, I've always got music playing.
Mm-hmm.
This song comes on and I realize every one of these kids knows the words to this song and are singing along. And I went, you know what? There's hope. There's hope for the future. It made me feel good.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
All right, coming up. Remember the controversy about Apu being kicked off of The Simpsons and they don't know what to do with him because he's an Indian character voiced by a white guy. It seems wrong in this day and age.
Oh, bother.
Well, somebody is speaking out against that move. They've written a brilliant article about it.
Hear, hear.
And they are also an Indian American. They say Apu is an inspiration to him and his family and people like him. And kicking him off The Simpsons would be a crime against Indian Americans. Talk about that in 5 minutes.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Don't
watch Tool videos. They give me nightmares.
Ah, yeah. 46 and 2 by Tool. Could have been on the list. I'm surprised Rod actually didn't suggest it, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's not called In My Shadow. It's called 46 and 2.
Yes, it is.
He even says it in the song.
Really good song.
So not everyone.
Real quick.
Okay.
Because I love derailing you.
Apparently.
I know nothing about playing instruments. Like, mm-hmm. I love music and I enjoy it, but I don't know nothing about it. I once said to a friend of mine who is a guy that plays guitar and bass and piano and stuff, I said, I love Tool's bass player, but he always sounds like his strings are really loose. And he just laughed at me and walked away. You wouldn't. We couldn't finish the conversation. I'm like, what? What is so funny about that? Because, he's like, you're an idiot. That's what's
so
funny.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If the strings were really loose, you wouldn't be able to hear it.
Do you not understand what I mean when I say that?
I understand what you mean. It's just it's just a certain way that they mic the bass. Down and I love to, the bass sound in Tool.
So good, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they have a mic on the strings. And I don't know enough about mic. I always just did direct in, which means just not even the bass. You're not even miking the bass cab. I just would have, whenever I recorded bass, just the bass going directly in to the system.
Right.
So then I don't have to worry about the mic picking up background noise or whatever. But I almost think that they have something on the bass itself miking it, because you can hear kind of like the
pitch. Yeah, you can hear the strings slapping. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, not everyone who is an Indian is in favor of getting rid of a beloved Simpsons character. And by the way, the hilarious person earlier on the text line who said, John, they're not Indian Americans, they're Native Americans. I hope you were joking. We're literally talking about people from India. Not everyone who is an Indian American is in favor of getting rid of Apu from The Simpsons. This is
Native American?
An article by Bhaskar Sunkara is his name. It was written in The Guardian. He says, quote, Apu has gotten a lot of flack lately for being a racist depiction of Indian Americans. One of my favorite comedians, Hari Kondabulu, that's the guy who released the documentary, The Problem with Apu. That's where all this stuff started. Is it okay to have Apu on The Simpsons? There's a problem with him. When I was a kid growing up as an Indian American, people used to make fun of me and called me Apu. That's basically the entire documentary, as I'm saying that. But growing up in the 90s, this writer says, Apu was something of a hero for me. I watched hundreds of Simpsons episodes back then, and thousands of scenes are seared into my mind, but none more than the end of a season 4 episode. Homer decides to skip church and falls asleep at home while smoking a cigar. This is the episode is called Homer the Heretic. He almost dies in the ensuing fire, but he's saved by Apu, chief of the volunteer fire department, and a host of other characters. And he's talking about the scene where at the end, Homer's like, I can't believe you guys all saved me when, you know, I was mocking your religion and God set my house on fire and you came and saved me. And they're like, God didn't set your house on fire. Here's the...
You know, I have a feeling there's a lesson here.
Yes, the lesson is...
No, don't tell me. I'll get it. Oh, I know. The Lord is vengeful. Oh, spiteful one, show me who to smite, and they shall be smoten.
Homer, God didn't set your house on fire.
Smote. Oh, but he was working in the hearts of your friends and neighbors when they went to your aid, be they Christian, Jew, or miscellaneous.
Hindu, there are 700 million of us.
So that's the line that this guy really loved. He said that when Apu pushed back and went, there's 700 million of us, he says, it felt nice as a member of a tiny minority in a mostly white and Christian country to be reminded that there were almost a billion other people on Earth who had to learn the Hindu rituals and stuff, suffer through seemingly interminable pujas, or touch their elders' feet as a sign of respect. To be represented at all seemed like progress. My relationship with Apu was like my relationship with my Indian-born father or my mother. Filled with moments of cringeworthy embarrassment, for instance, in my house, we used to call erasers rubbers, which didn't go over so well in middle school, but also moments of pride and gratitude. It would seem that the solution is to have every media depiction of an Indian guy in America to be Cal Penn playing a doctor. But a lot of us pump gas, too. A lot of us say things like, thank you, come again, because good service counts when you're living on the razor's edge of a society that doesn't care about struggling people, wherever they're originally from. And I think this guy absolutely hit the nail on the head with that. And I don't want to just agree with him because, you know, I love The Simpsons and I don't like people going, you know what, The Simpsons is racist because of Apu. When we talked about this guy was like, It's horrible because kids called me Apu growing up. You realize that they called you names because you were different. That's why they called you names. It didn't matter that they called you a poo. They would have found something else to call you. And by the way, if they didn't call you a poo, they probably would have called you something even more offensive than a poo.
Yeah. They called me fat.
Right.
They called John giant-headed, no-shouldered freak boy. He didn't let that stop him.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother him at all. Oh, your pain is so funny to me. But yeah, I mean, everybody got called something. That's what life is.
Especially if you're different. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the way childhood works. And I think that we're doing a better job of stopping that with every new generation of kids. It's not okay to bully people for being different, and you should celebrate the fact that they're different, because it'd be pretty boring if everybody were the same, and you should find out about their culture and see where they're coming from and everything. We're doing a better job of that.
No,
but
that
because you were different when you were a kid, that's why you're made fun of. It doesn't matter that they had something to call you. They would have called you something.
Would have called you British cigarettes or something.
Something.
But and there's one thing that I love about having a 10-year-old is I get to see how different it is now.
Right?
Like, it blows my mind, and it makes me feel wonderful that that stuff doesn't even cross my son's mind.
I know.
To make fun of someone for being different. When we were out Halloween, there was a little kid that was probably 7 that ran into some other kids and dropped his candy. When I was 10, that would have been a free-for-all.
Yeah.
That kid would have left crying with no candy.
Mm-hmm.
No. My son stopped and was like, oh, dude, here. Helped him pick up his candy. And before it was over, there was other kids helping him pick up his candy.
No, I see the same thing with Henry's school. I mean, there's a lot of Indian Americans that go to Henry's school, and he's friends with many of those kids. I mean, we've been over to the houses of the families of these people and hung out with them and eaten dinner with them and stuff. I mean, it doesn't even occur to Henry that his friend is a different skin color or comes from a different background or anything. They both like Minecraft. They both like Roblox.
Good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough.
And that's it. And that's fantastic.
Yeah. But as far as the cultural stuff, and here's the thing, and I don't want to make this into, this is going to sound like a typical conservative radio type of thing, but that's not my point, so just stick with me here. But I think that the difference between liberals and conservatives when it comes to this stuff is this. Liberals regret the past and any mistake or any insensitivity that happened in the past and want to erase the past. Conservatives want to go back to it. Conservatives want to go back to the time where it was okay to, you know, call people names, and who cares? People had a thicker skin. And I think the rest of us are somewhere in between. The rest of us are like, yeah, you know, it is. I can understand that maybe Apu is a little insensitive. It's a white guy doing a stereotypical Indian accent. So maybe get somebody else to voice him or whatever. But it doesn't mean that The Simpsons was racist. It doesn't mean that there was anything wrong with that character. I think that that character actually, like this writer says, opened a lot of doors. I think that because of that character, people had a good caricature of an Indian American because of that show. And I think that's where most of us are at. We don't want to be told that the things that we liked as children were racist and we were wrong to like them. But we don't want to be jerks either. And it's kind of a hard middle road for the majority of us. But, and by the way, I don't really care if they get rid of Apu. I wish the whole show would stop. The Simpsons was gone, I'd be happy. The first 10 seasons were great. 20 after
that. The Simpsons has to hold on. It needs a little longer to really cement that record of being the longest running.
Isn't it there yet? It's not at 30.
It is. It's beat Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
As far as the long, it's way past, you know, Flintstones or any of the other stuff.
Well, what's it going to be? It's not going to be Saturday Night Live.
I know, but I just need it to hold on a little bit longer so the record stands. How mad are you going to be when something like Big Bang Theory is the longest running sitcom.
Well, they're in their last season, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, thank God.
The Jonathan Weir Show. Oops. The Jonathan Weir Show.
Doing that, keep fat fingering the hot button on there. That sounded dirty. Coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show, I don't know, it's something. It's Friday. 5 minutes.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Love me twice today.
A news story just came up. Four people were shot in a Florida yoga studio. The shooter is dead. The four people have been wounded. They're expected to be okay. And after the Pittsburgh shooting at that synagogue, don't get me wrong, it was a huge story. But I was talking to my father-in-law about it, and I was like, is it wrong that I'm at the point where I go, oh, it's 11? Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's horrifying.
Well, just now, all between during the break, I'm like, hey, man, there's a shooting in Florida.
It's only four.
And we're both like, well, it's four. Oh, and they're not even dead.
Yeah. It's okay. just so sad how low our standards
jaded.
Have gotten as far as what constitutes tragedy anymore. It's the Jonathan Weir Show.
Jaded and miserable.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about this. Preschoolers have picked their top toys for the holidays. You have a preschooler, you want to know what you need to get them for Christmas, you know, or what Santa needs to bring them for Christmas? Well, you want to stay tuned, because in 5 minutes I'll tell you exactly what they want here on 98.1.